So let us enjoy breathing in and breathing out with the bell for 1 minute. Breathing in, I know I am alive. Breathing out, I smile to life in me and around me. Alive, smiling to life. Enjoy your practice. I feel breathing is more pleasant than speaking. In our place in France, we opened the door for many people in Europe to come and practice with us. One day, there is a French journalist from a French television channel came to do a report on the life and the practice in Plum Village. And before we allow him to interview us, we invited him to join our practice of mindful walking. There were many hundreds of people that morning to enjoy walking with us. Most of us were used to the practice and was able to enjoy every step we make. It's very lovely, very enjoyable walk. It lasted about 45 minutes. And there were many children. I was holding the hand of 2 children and walked with them. And they gave me a lot of freshness. And I channeled to them my solidity, my peace. I enjoy walking a lot. But the journalist from the television, he did not enjoy it at all. He described it, the walk later on as exhausting. In fact, we did not make any effort. We just enjoy every step we make. We did not have anything to do. We just enjoy making steps and touch the earth and touch the wonders of life that were present in the here and the now. But that journalist, it seemed that he was used to run. He was not able to stop and to be in the here and the now. There is in him a very strong energy pushing him always ahead. He was always thinking of this and that. He was not able to be there fully to enjoy what is going on. What was going on is the morning was beautiful, birds were singing, and the many children and adults smiling and enjoy walking. It's a beautiful thing that you might participate in, but he was not able to be in that moment. He was thinking, I think, about writing and making a report for his television network. He was not free. The basic condition of happiness is to be free. If you have in mind something that you keep thinking about, well, you are caught and you have no freedom. If you think about the past, if you are caught about the sorrow, the regret about the past, if you keep thinking about the future, if you are anxious about what will happen to you in the future, and then you are caught by the future, you are not really free. In order to be there, to enjoy what is going on, because there are many wonders of life that are available in here, in the here and the now, like the blue sky, the beautiful trees, the lovely faces of children, the flowers, the birds, a lot of things, many wonders of life that are nourishing, refreshing, and healing. And he was not able to get in touch with all that because he was only thinking of doing his report. And there was a kind of energy in him pushing him ahead to think, trying to do what he wanted to do, and he wasn't able to be happy. And many people living in our society are like that. They do not have the capacity of being happy, even if the conditions for the happiness are already there, plenty of them. Many of us believe that it's impossible to be happy in the here and the now. Happiness may be possible in the future, but not now. And they need a few more conditions to be happy. Most of people believe like that. It's a big pity. Because that kind of thinking prevents you to be happy right here and right now. You know that the French has a lovely song with the title, Qu'est-ce qu'on attend pour être heureux? What do we have to wait in order to be happy? It means that you have already many conditions to be happy, just be happy. But I'm not sure that those who sing that song can be happy, even if intellectually they know that there are conditions of happiness that are available to them. They need a little bit of training. The journalist, after 45 minutes of walking, described to me that the walk was exhausting. But for all of us, the walk was very refreshing, healing, and nourishing. The difference between is that he was not capable to be in the here and the now and to touch the earth with his feet and to get in touch with the wonders of life that are available within him and around him. When you want to write an article or to make a report on the practice, you cannot just go there and have a look and ask a few questions, because in that way you don't know really what is going on. You have to participate in the practice in order to really taste what is there. And that is why we have invited him to participate in the walk and in other activities of the community.